Hi there, Joseph.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Have you
Oh,
gotten an
yes.
attorney to assist you with a claim?
I have not.
You haven't? Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
I have started the process a couple times, and I do qualify, I'm sure,
Okay.
but yeah, I need to finish up with that at some point. So
Okay.
I don't
Okay.
know if I can just start fresh with you guys or
Yeah, as long as you didn't sign anything electronically or via mail with anyone else, then we would be able to complete the intake here, and get you over to the firm. You haven't signed anything, correct?
not that I can recall. I can't
Okay.
say 100% that I haven't, but
Okay.
not that
Yeah,
I can
just.
recall.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after using the product?
Yes.
You were. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. And did you ever have a reoccurrence where you went into remission and then came back?
Oh, I've had several.
Several. Okay. Did it stay the as non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or did it
Yeah,
change
it was.
to a
Nope,
subtype?
it was
All the
all the
same.
same.
Okay. And then let's see here. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with it? First,
2020.
2020. And then when was the second diagnosis?
2021.
21. Okay.
And the third. Do you need the third?
There was three times too. Okay, let
Well,
me.
'cause I did, I'm trying to think. 2020, I did chemo, went into remission. 2021, I relapsed. I did a clinical trial, went into remission, did a stem cell transplant in 2022, and that failed in August, so that would have been another relapse, August 2022.
22, okay.
And then did more chemo, did a second stem cell transplant in December of 22, relapsed in March of 23,
March of 23.
and then did some more chemo, oral chemo that has put it into remission since then, and I've been on it since that time. So.
Okay. Gosh, I'm sorry you went through all that.
Thank you.
I'll definitely put it here in the notes. So there's a total of four times then.
Yep.
Okay. And then let's see. Do know what your age was at time of diagnosis for the first tw so 2020?
Let me think. One second.
No worries.
I can figure that out for you pretty quick. I just need the help of a calculator. Three at the time because it was right after my birthday,
Oh,
not too
what?
long after.
I only heard three. I'm sorry, it broke up.
43.
43, okay.
Yep.
And then let's see here. Were you using the product at home, at work, or both?
I know I use it at home. I probably used it at work a couple times. There were a few
Okay.
times, no more than a couple, but
Was mainly at home
yeah.
for the most part. Okay. Okay. And then, as far as the cities you sprayed it in, was it for home? What would the city be? Or cities.
I think here. Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo.
It's between what years and what years? Sorry. What were the years, time frames?
For what?
For use, like, was there a certain time that you stopped using it that they would cut it off? Because I've moved a few
None of
times, so.
no. Yeah,
Okay.
no. Don't worry.
Okay. So it was Waterloo, Kelowna, Iowa, Kalona.
Is that in Iowa?
Yep.
Okay.
And Wellman, Wellman, also in Iowa.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't think I would have used it anywhere else. I rented for a long time, so I
Property.
didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then were any other family members also using it and get diagnosed?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And for the home exposure here, were you the one doing the spraying?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed it. Now, the next couple questions here, well, as far as like years used, it can just be best to your knowledge. Do you know what year you first started using it roughly?
Excuse me.
Okay.
Roughly, probably like 1992.
92. And then did you ever stop spraying it?
Yeah, I haven't used it probably for the last. Oh, when did I? Probably about 10 years or so.
So since
Eight.
2014?
I would say maybe 2015 or 16.
15 or 16.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we did 15, a bit would have been total years, roughly 23 years.
Negatively, but yeah, over that time frame.
Okay. And then some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more total?
Altogether, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that a smartphone
Smartphone.
or a landline? Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, I'm gonna read through a list of illnesses. Please interrupt me if you were diagnosed with any of these. You just give me yes or no's.
Just for myself.
Yes, for yourself. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant.
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr.
I'm immunocompromised because of the cancer and chemo and everything that I've done. I don't
Okay.
know if that counts. I know they've
But
checked
no
my
other like
Epstein-Barr.
autoimmune.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Any hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis, excuse me, or lupus.
No, not yet.
Okay, any diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Nope.
Any family history of cancer?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then what types of cancer and family?
My dad had colon and bladder.
Okay.
Trying to make sure that that's all. And my mom had cervical.
Cervical, okay.
Or uterine. I can't remember which one it was, but.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma you were diagnosed with. And then the spelling of your first name, is it Josephph?
Correct.
And then last name is Ferenau. I'm sorry, the phone broke up a little.
Yes, that's correct.
That's it. Okay. Any suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
Nope.
No. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
January 14, 1977.
And again, it was 1/14/1977.
Correct.
Okay, and then your social?
484-08-8144.
And again, it was 4/84/08/8144.
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from social
Facebook
media,
ads.
TV? So, okay, social media. Do you remember what year estimately you saw it?
I think in 2022 or 23. I can't
Okay.
remember for sure.
No worries. And then what is your height and weight?
Currently, I'm like 5 foot 6, weight right around 250.
250. And then next to your primary contact information. So we have your email is your first name dot last name at gmail.com.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And then the phone number you're speaking on, that's your cell phone. What was that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then what is your spouse's name?
Carmen, Carmen.
Okay. Same last name. Yes, okay. And then next here, the Roundup usage information. And again, this is just best to your knowledge. So how many times per month do you think you were using the Roundup?
When I was using it, probably, I don't know, 4 times a month, like about
Four
once a week.
times. Okay. And then do you know how many months out of the year you were using the spraying it?
Maybe up to 4, like during the summer
Four.
months.
Okay. So that would have been a total of 16 times roughly per year. And then times
Yeah, that would be at the
six.
most. And
Okay.
I would say probably from 2003 through 2009, I did not use it because I was renting properties at that time, rather than owning.
From 3 to 9.
2003 to 2009, yeah. So if you cut out those years, then.
So 6 years. Let's see. It was originally 22, be 16 years total. Okay, bear with me. Let me go back up real fast.
Yep. I'm just trying to be as honest as I can remember.
Yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
exacts.
No worries. And then, sorry, 1 second here. It'd be so 16 times the 16 years would be 256 times roughly for total usage. And then as far as the states you used the product in, it was just Iowa, right?
As far as I can remember, yes.
Okay.
I did
And
work a
then,
few months outside of the state, but I don't think I ever used it.
okay. And again, you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going to put in here the, I'll put a note on the bottom for the 6 years, approximate 6 years you didn't use, but the time frame was roughly from 92 to 2015.
Yep.
Okay, and then you were using it for like lawn care and maintenance.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And you already said it was residential, you sprayed, so it would have been direct. Did you use any personal gear, or excuse me, personal protective gear while applying it, like gloves, mask?
No,
No?
they didn't recommend it back then.
Okay. And then did you get your drinking water from a well?
No.
No, okay. And
Nope.
then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated, premix, both?
Was probably the pre-med. It was always in like a bottle with a spray top, so.
Okay. And do you know where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Walmart, Ace's, Tractor Supply?
I'm sure I purchased it at Walmart and
Walmart.
probably Menards.
Menards. Okay. Do you have any
Maybe
proof of
Target. I
purchase?
don't know.
Oh, Target too.
No, I wouldn't have any
Okay.
proof of purchase this
No
time.
worries. Any old bottles still in your possession?
I think so.
Think so. Okay. If you do have them, don't destroy them or tamper with it. Just put it aside,
Okay.
so they can use it. And then, have you ever been a cigarette smoker? Okay. That was no, right?
Correct. No,
Okay.
I have not.
And then, are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your current employer?
REM, REM, Iowa, or
Okay.
Sevita Health. The parent company is Sevita, Sevita Health.
Okay. And then your job title?
Program director.
Okay. Thank you. And then did you lose any time from work due to surgeries or treatment?
Oh,
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what years
yeah.
you took off or how long it was?
I let's see, 20, so it would have been sporadic through 2020 and 2021 for treatments and after post-treatment. I'm trying to think. So I would say in 2020, I probably averaged 2 days a week between April and August while I was actively being treated. Because it would have been a treatment day and then probably a day the week after for recovery.
Okay.
And then 2022, I was doing a clinical trial. So I'm trying to think. I would have averaged think if you would average it out, it was probably like a half a day a week of work until, or that was 21. And then 22, it would have been that up until June. When I was re-diagnosed, or no, sorry,
No, it's okay.
May, when they said that the clinical trial stopped working, and then in June I stopped working,
Let me look at a calendar real quick. I can give you more. Let's see. I stopped working probably June. My last day of work probably would have been around June 10th in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And I was put on long-term disability October 14th of 2022.
Okay.
And then I did not work again. I did some part-time in March, April, and May of 2024. And then full-time, I started in my position August 26th of this year.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then, have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. You said no?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
Sorry, I was taking a drink.
No, it's okay. And then, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And then, you said you did file for disability?
Yes, I had long-term disability, and I have had Social Security disability.
Okay, and that was in 2022?
Long-term disability started in, I think it started in October. Yeah, I went on long-term in October.
Of this year?
No, 2022.
Oh, 22, okay.
Yep.
Did you ever file for, ahead.
And then the Social Security disability started in January of 2023. And I am currently still on that in kind of a grace period since starting work again. In case things don't work.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever committed a crime or
no.
been convicted? No. Okay.
Nope.
And then the medical information. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
The first doctor I had, you want the very first diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Give me a few minutes. I can look that up. I don't remember his name. It's been 5 years since I've seen him.
Or we could do a hospital or facility, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. That's the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics.
Iowa Hospital and Clinic. And what city?
Iowa City.
Iowa City.
Yep.
On Boyd Tower?
Boyd
Tower?
That's part of the hospital, yeah.
Okay. And then, bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Yep. And it was a different treating physician than the...
Mm-hmm.
I've had two primary oncologists. One diagnosed me, and then I've had two primary since then.
Okay. But they were all at University of Iowa?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And bear with me. And then, let's see here. Um, You would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctors.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you already gave me some of the treatments you went through. You said it was some stem cell transplant. There was chemo. Any radiation or surgeries?
How major of surgeries are we talking?
Any types?
Well, I've had 2 ports placed. What's called an IJ line for the stem cell transplant. What else have I had done? Is it only associated with the treatment? Because I had in late 2020, I had a angiogram because I had a mild heart attack after having chemo.
Oh gosh. Okay. I'll put that here in the notes too.
And then I also had a colonoscopy because they saw some polyps on one of my PET scans.
Okay. Good, thank you. And then we're almost finished up. What is your mailing address?
204 11th Street. 204. Yep. Mm-hmm. 11th Street.
Is it spelled out or the numbers?
The numbers.
Numbers, okay.
Yep.
In what city?
Wellman.
Okay, so 204 11th Street, Wellman, Iowa, 52356.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
You can add my wife, yeah.
Wife, okay. Does she lives with you, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, and we do have permission to contact?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if you have her permission, but you have my permission.
And then, bear with me, her name is Carmen.
Yep.
What is her phone number?
It's 319-325-5454.
Okay, perfect. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. One moment.